USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Four people died and 52 arrests were made as Stop the Steal protesters occupied the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. Wednesday afternoon. Three deaths were from medical episodes and one was shot and killed by Capitol Police. The unarmed woman has been identified. Relatives confirm her as Ashley Babbitt, a 14-year Air Force veteran from San Diego, California. After the protesters' delay, Congress did certify the Electoral College win of Democrats Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, officially making them the next president and vice president of the United States. Democrats took control of the Senate on Wednesday with a pair of historic victories in Georgia's runoff elections. The Reverend Raphael Warnock defeated Senator Kelly Loeffler, and John Ossoff defeated David Perdue, who recently completed his first term as senator. Senator Chuck Schumer said Wednesday that Democrats have gained control of the Senate, calling it a brand new day in Washington. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
How could protesters break security lines in Washington, D.C. Wednesday? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
As the U.S. Capitol was breached on Wednesday and demonstrators forced their way inside, many lawmakers and staff were evacuated. Pictures went viral of protesters inside the Capitol on the Senate floor. As far as why that was allowed, Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado tells Fox News,
I think the officers were told not to use lethal force unless they saw an armed person or lethal force was being used against them. And so when they are overwhelmed by tens of thousands of protesters coming through the U.S. Capitol, the decision not to use lethal force, I think, was a wise decision. We can repair the damage to the U.S. Capitol. We are not going to bring back lives, and I commend the police for their restraint.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Chaos in the Capitol. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Many questions about the security in and around the U.S. Capitol are being raised after the crowd of protesters were able to storm the building. The former chief of Capitol Police says we need to figure out what went wrong. Terrence Gaynor tells CNBC that whatever plans Capitol Police had for crowd control Wednesday failed, and officers moved to their duty of protecting members of Congress and their staff.
I suspect that they had a plan, and they probably wanted to do more security around the campus, put up maybe fences like we would have done on inauguration. I don't know what approval or pushback they got on that, but I do know that there was a problem. We lost the steps. We lost the upper levels of the Capitol, which permitted these the mob to get into the building, and that's a failure. But I will say this, Jeff, I think you have to remember that the primary responsibility of the officers inside of the Capitol is to protect the members and the staff in the process. And they at least took very good care of the members and the staff, even if it was frightening for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Legendary rapper Dr. Dre was hospitalized on Tuesday after reportedly suffering a brain aneurysm. Dre went on social media later in the day thanking his fans for their kind words, saying he's doing great and getting excellent care from his medical team at Caesars Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, California. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.